The Cubs looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Marlins. Chris Bryant signing some autographs before the game. We pick up the action in the second. Jake Arrieta trying to help his own cause with the bases loaded, facing Jeff Locke.
2-1, there's the ground ball, but toward the hole, throw will go to second. It is late. Everybody's safe. Cubs lead 1-0.
Now let's see if Bryant can make him pay for working around Rizzo. And the pitch to Chris. He does, drives it deep to left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Get out the tape measure. Long gone to left center. Cubs lead 5-1. Chris Bryant.
Cubs are up 5-1. Big swing of the bat, a three-run homer in the fourth by Chris Bryant. Pitch. This ball is well struck to left, and this ball is going to be way gone. Home run, Addison Russell, into the Clevelander in left, and Eddie pounds this ball to left field. You just said, Mark, you like the way he's swinging. 3-for-3, a single, a double, and now a home run for Addison Russell.
And it brings up Wilson Contreras, the Cubs with a five-run lead here in the sixth inning. Two down.
And a drive out into left. Ozuna at the barrier. Gone. Two-run homer, Contreras. 8-1.
Well, it's not over yet, but it comes with a very comfortable lead now. A touchdown, better than the fish here in the sixth inning. Coming off their first road series win last weekend in Pittsburgh. They won that series. That was their first road series win since the end of April, so getting this road trip off to a very good start.
Two down on the batter, Addison Russell. Here's a ground ball down the first baseline, base hit. It's going to drive in a run. Rizzo's going to score. Bryant goes to third. It's a double for Addison Russell. Cubs lead 9-1. A four-hit ball game for Addison. It's his second double to go along with a single and a home run. A ground ball right down the first baseline. Justin Bohr could not get leather on it. And the Cubs now lead by 8.
The Cubs win for the fourth time in five games as they hammer the Marlins 11-1. Ian Happ and Addison Russell each with 4 hits and 2 RBIs. Before the game, the Cubs optioned Kyle Schwarber to AAA and also placed Jason Hayward on the 10-day DL with a left hand injury. Up next, the series continues against the Marlins on Friday with John Lackey on the hill.